Victoria Beckham and her new daughter-in-law are in a cold war. Neo's estranged wife claims he had a baby with another woman. And Aaron Rodgers opened up about his ex-girlfriend Danica Patrick. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Francesca Bacardi. Victoria Beckham and Nicola Peltz are in a frigid feud following Nicola's wedding to her son, Brooklyn Beckham. Sources told Page Six that Victoria and her new daughter-in-law weren't getting along in the lead-up to the big-time nuptials and have said that the relationship has gotten even colder since the pair tied the knot. A source told us they can't stand each other. The buildup to the wedding was so horrendous. Our source also added that Nicola didn't want Victoria part of any of the planning in the lead up, and communication was, quote, minimal. Unfortunately for the family, the estranged relationship has become, quote, nonstop petty drama, and it's becoming between the Beckhams, who now live in Miami, and their model son, who has been jet setting with his new wife all around the world. In fact, the relationship apparently has soured so much, a source added that they haven't even spoken to Brooklyn much, and that Victoria took it poorly when a British magazine called Tatler referred to Nicola as the new Mrs. Beckham. Our sources suspect that Nicola might be a little bit jealous of Victoria Beckham's famed reputation as an ultimate fashion designer and, of course, pop star as a member of the Spice Girls. Unfortunately, there seems to be a lack of girl power now. Reps for both Nicola and Victoria Beckham didn't get back to us. Up next, Neo's wife filed for divorce after he allegedly had another baby. In divorce documents obtained by Page Six on Thursday from the Fulton County Court, Neo's estranged wife, Crystal Renee, alleged that he recently fathered a minor with his, quote, paramour. She filed the docs on Monday, enlisted their date of separation as July 22nd, and called their marriage irretrievably broken with no hope for reconciliation. The official filing comes just days after Crystal accused Neo of cheating on her in a lengthy Instagram post referring to their time together as, quote, 8 years of lies and deception. She said that it was 8 years of unknowingly sharing my life and husband with numerous of women who sell their bodies to him unprotected, every last one of them. In response, Neo took to his Instagram to say, for the sake of our children, my family and I will work through our challenges behind closed doors. Personal matters are not meant to be addressed and dissected in public forums. I simply ask that you please respect me and my family's privacy at this time. Following the divorce filing, neither reps for Crystal Renee nor Neo returned Page Six's request for comment. And now it's time for the Joy of Six, the most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Aaron Rodgers revealed why his relationship with Danica Patrick was so great. While appearing on a podcast this week, the Green Bay Packers quarterback reflected on his romance with the race car driver and said that the relationship was great for him because she was also on her, quote, own journey and spirituality is important to her. The NFL player opened up about his spirituality while appearing on the Aubrey Marcus podcast, and also said that they were both finding their way, learning about different things, and practicing meditation techniques. In the same interview, Aaron also opened up about using ayahuasca, a plant-based hallucinogenic drug that caused him to have the best football season of his life. It seems the entire spiritual experience led him to have great outcomes in his personal life and his public life as an athlete. Unfortunately, he didn't make it to the finish line with Danica. The pair broke up in July 2020 after 2 years of dating, with their rep confirming to Page Six at the time that they were no longer together. It seems like neither of them have really found success in the personal department, as he became engaged to Shailene Woodley, but also broke up with her a year later. Patrick, meanwhile, moved on with Carter Comstock. Unfortunately, they also split before her 40th birthday. That being said, she's had a really optimistic outlook about it, saying that she's also loved being able to be spontaneous and spend time with her girlfriends and just go on trips. And her life these days is like a jigsaw puzzle that she's fitting together with work and play trips. So she's just focusing on, you know, doing her own thing. And that's it for your We Hear Quick Fix. For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com. See you next week.